Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. Hackers have been attacking major commercial websites on the internet this week, hijacking computers and causing them to bombard targeted sites with meaningless data. Webmaster Wayne Johnson is an internet warfare strategist.
You ever been hit with a concentrated stream of meaningless data? It's pure hell. And look around. You want data? This is a powder keg.
Analysts say this sort of virtual warfare is likely to increase and may lead companies like eBay and Yahoo to petition for membership in NATO, changing its name to Yeneve. The Labor Department announced that productivity shot up at the end of 1999, rising at an annual rate of 5% in the last two quarters. Some analysts say faster computers helped spark the increase. Others contend that computers were only part of the cause. Taking the latter view is Transnat Fed Bank economist and Burger Barn drive-up clerk Tom Fleming.
Computer's only a tool, man. Can I take your order? And it's useless, I mean, if the worker doesn't also want productivity to rise.
Cheeseburger combo with the El Grande French fries.
Cheese and Grande French, yeah. I mean, you gotta give credit, man, once again, to this generation of workers. Do you want any drink with that? Who are using their low attention spans in a positive way?
Giddy Pop, please. Diet?
Diet, Giddy Pop. By multitasking, not paying attention to any one thing for too long. That's 519, drive to the first window place, and we're getting paid for as many jobs as we can do at once, which is a lot, man.
Say, can I get that cheeseburger without pickles?
I'm done with you. Keep moving.
Transnat Fed Bank economist and Burger Barn clerk Tom Fleming. With projected budget surpluses appearing on both the state and federal level, lawmakers at all levels are under intense pressure to approve tax refunds and rebates. But at least one lawmaker is suggesting the states and the federal government pool their excess funds to purchase some or all of Central and South America. Congressman Loomis Beachley says the opportunity is too good to pass up.
Think how it would help our trade deficit if we owned some of the foreign countries that are beating us in trade now. And why give Americans a tax rebate that they're going to use to travel to warm vacation spots when we can just buy the vacation spots for them, and then we'd have more beautiful sandy beaches in the good old USA.
Congressman Beachley says if no countries in Latin America are for sale, perhaps we could buy Australia and pay for it with expected revenue from the Summer Olympics. A new report has been released by the National Ranking Registry, ranking the rankings that are regularly released to reporters. This year's top-ranked ranking is the best states to be a former resident ranking.
Number two is the favorite cities to find parking ranking, the best industry for office romance ranking, and the best place to be from if you care about rankings ranking.
Paul Picker of the National Ranking Registry. Consumer activists fighting the distribution of genetically engineered produce linked arms across a busy highway to block the shipment of 20 truckloads of Outback chicken. The livestock, a product of DNA manipulation pioneer Genway, combines ordinary chickens with the lean strength of the Australian kangaroo, creating a large, powerful bird that cannot fly but sure can jump. Protester Harold Telford was interviewed at the sit-in.
Well, we're trying to show that we, the people, don't want a kangaroo that tastes like chicken, and we certainly don't want a 5-foot-tall chicken that can jump over a car. It's a travesty. Okay, kind of a funny thought. But still, it's an assault on nature. Stop!
Genway plans to market the Outback chicken as an alternative lean meat and the live birds as entertainment at children's birthday parties. There's another nursery rhyme in the news, Forrest Grimm reports.
Jack Sprat could eat no fat, his wife would eat no lean, and so between the both of them, they licked the platter clean. The restaurant had minimums to keep the staff employed, so when the Sprats shared one entree, the waiter was annoyed. Upon the bill, he piled the fees and ran the total up, till Jack and Mrs. Sprat had never paid so much to sup. We're scandalized, the Sprats complained. That's one expensive chicken. And you were rude, the waiter said. Our plates are not for licking. Forrest Grimm, New York City.
And that's the news. I'm Leslie